Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do...
That was ZZ Top bringing us back there, little Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Bonney's our guest, our good friend, founder and managing partner of CMF Associates. Tom, thanks again for being here. Folks, I've asked Tom to join us to give us a little bit of a look into how long we should wait and what should we be looking for after the election, after maybe even after the inauguration, before we make any bold financial moves. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's, Jim, it's at least 6 months.
From when?
From the election.
Okay.
Before I would make any bold moves, because I don't think we're going to really fully appreciate and understand how the interest rate environment is going to unfold, how the foreign
right.
currency market is going to unfold. And, you know, everyone across the board has been withholding decision-making until after this election. So you're going to have secondary and tertiary decision-making by meaningful groups and organizations like the Fed over the next 3 to 4 months that's going to impact the direction of...
Will the Fed make rate decisions based on who gets elected?
I think they might. I mean, if they see...
Are they going to raise in December? By the way, you know that I've called it... This is the second year I've called it for their rate increases, right?
Yes, indeed. And I'll make the call with you. December, they're going to make a quarter.
I took a lot... For each of those 2 years, I took a lot of heat from my economist friends who swore they were going to raise before that. So I've been having a little fun with them about that. So anyway, so you think the Fed won't necessarily make a decision based on on who gets elected?
I think they will. I think they will, and they'll make it based upon the perceived volatility in the economy and
reacting to other steps, what other people take.
Yeah, and other data. They've historically been data driven.
Right, right.
So if the politics ends up playing out in data, then I think they'll change their plan.
So what are the big guys, what do you think the big folks, the money managers are going to do? What do you think they'll do if Hillary gets elected? Will they gird their loins? Will they seek a safe harbor? What do you think they'll do?
I mean, the big money manager like a Vanguard and a Fidelity, I think that they have no choice to continue to do what they do because the dollars
coming in is so big. Be aggressive?
Cautious, but continuing to invest in their stock
growth.
Markets and the bonds.
In growth and but,
I mean, I think that the underlying assumption that they'll have is a 2%. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, they'll continue to go with like a 1.1%.
So they won't really have to change the dials much.
I don't think so.
But if Trump gets elected, what do you think?
I think that you're going to see volatility in the stock market, and
why?
It could be substantial. Well,
why?
as people are coming in and out of the stock market, I don't think that the big money investors had a Trump presidency in their...
You think mix. Just because if he wins, just the fact that he won, never mind him, will be enough of a shakeup for them?
I do, because I think it's going to create...
Because he wasn't supposed to.
It's going to create uncertainty in the economic models that
right,
they historically
right.
have.
But once that settles down and they find out that, you know, maybe he doesn't have horns, right?
Then you think that, I mean,
I'm telling you, I don't know, it wouldn't take much to unleash the entrepreneurial energy that's pent up in America right now.
I think you're right. If we can get some tax reform, if we can get some regulation reform,
abatement,
and we can get some control around healthcare costs.
Right.
I think that
would do a lot of it. One of the things I think is going to happen if somehow Trump got elected, I think that would change Wall Street's calculus in this way. I think it will cause them to focus their investments more in the economy and less in financial capitalism. I think the unleashing of the entrepreneurial spirit will pull the capital back to Main Street, where it has not been for 7-8 years. What do you think?
I would agree with that, Jim. And if you combine that with some of the one policy where he would free up the trillions of dollars that are overseas,
yes,
to be repatriated back,
you got to do something with that money. Why not? Don't you agree with me that Wall Street and corporate America has abandoned Main Street basically in terms of investment?
I think that's true. Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And look, I'm a believer that with some changes in regulation and tax, you could continue to see a renaissance in manufacturing. Now, we've had muted industrial production over the last year, but I think that with some tweaks to the taxes and the regulation, you could see that come back. And oil and gas, and have someone who's more favorable to
right,
the energy markets could help as well.
And it's quickly in 30 seconds with regard to the two scenarios. Of course, it'll depend on who has the Senate. That'll be a big deal. But don't we, regardless of 6 months or 9 months, don't we really need to make sure we get through their first 100 days?
We do. And I just hope that, look, regardless of who wins, let's get the leader of the Senate, the leader of the House, and the President to work together for the American people.
Boy, what a notion. What a romantic notion you've got there, Tom. I hope you're right. From your mouth to God's ears. Hey, Tom, how you like my new hashtag, God Help Us?
I like it. We need it.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Come back. Give me a website quickly one more time.
It's cmfassociates.com, Jim.
Tom Bonney, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.